Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And wow, you know, I loved what we were just talking about, the whole idea of upturn, you know, how to look at our lives, how to look at our worlds differently. And, you know, this is something that's available to all of us. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and turning us on. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat, joined by my main man, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello,
howdy.
Mr. B.
I'm
B. And there she is, Ms. V.
Wow, that was kind of a cool little introduction.
Was it good?
And
there she
me.
Is. Yep, there she is. So just give us, what do you call this?
She's raising
all right,
it up.
There you go. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, how much longer are you going to be doing this? Can you believe somebody actually asked me that question, Benny? And I said, forever. And they said, wow, really? I said, I love what I do. I mean, you know, I love what I do.
As people should.
I love the people I get to hang out with. I get to come in. I get to be around Benny, Valerie. I get to be around Chris, WBLQ, all of the peeps at Alternative Talk, AM 1150, all of the folks at CRN that this is being listened, the show is being heard on CRN, over 300 cable radio stations across the country. And then shout out, of course, to Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Indiana now. And so, yeah, I love what I do. Why? I have been able to meet the most incredible people. You just heard my conversation with Kathy. Many of you have. But now I get to chat with my friend and colleague, James Redfield. James is the number one New York Times best-selling author of The Celestine Prophecy. That book was the first book that was ever given to me that helped me, how do I want to say it? James probably knows this better than I do. Helped me get pointed in the direction that my life is in right now. It introduced me to an idea, or many ideas, actually, that were about living life in a completely different way. And now, I got to tell you, I'm honored to have James join us again, because I've got his latest book, The 12th Insight, The Hour of Decision. I so love this title, The Hour of Decision. Yes. So I love the law of attraction conversation, but there's a law that I love better, and that's the law of action. And so today, we're going to get to chat with him. And for those of you that don't know, or maybe for the first time, or hearing about who James is, we're going to take a little trip back in time, and he's going to give us some insight on where he's been and where he is today, because a lot of us really believe it's all about the journey. He's recently completed this book, The 12th Insight, Hour of Decision, published by Grand Central Publishing and in bookstores on February 15th. However, I got my copy right here. And we're getting to talk with him about what I love to talk about, Giant Slice of Heaven in 2011. James, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It is so great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure and my honor as well.
Yeah, let's take people on a little trip in time before we get into this book, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, I have done a number of shows, and recently we launched a website called calltoconnection.com that's all about the journey. And we are giving away thousands of dollars worth of free things to people. They don't have to buy anything. And so part of what we've done is we've been able to share stories, certainly a story that I shared that I had never shared before publicly, and that was being homeless at 17. And I think it's really important to ask you about the journey and what has led up to, you know, this book, The 12th Insight. So let's go back in time, James, if you don't mind. And let's go back in time, if you can remember, what it was like before you were that number one New York Times best-selling author of The Celestine Prophecy, and what determination you had to have to move that idea forward.
Well, you know, I look back on it, and it all seems like a destiny I stepped into.
Mm.
But, you know, back then it just felt like there's something I want to do and I don't know how I'm going to get it done. And I was working as a therapist with juvenile caseload of adolescents and their families, really, who were all struggling with family dynamics. And, you know, it was a time when we were talking about parenting and discovering 12-step programs and all the kinds of things that happened back then. And all of it, out of all of it, you know, I really discovered that I believed that there was something real happening at the spiritual level. You know, the psychologists everywhere were realizing that, hey, you know, this thing called growth and expansion and actualization, you know, it doesn't work really unless you take it to another degree, and that is tuning into a greater spirituality, which really means a clarity about the spiritual and thinking of the world as more containing all these miraculous synchronicities that can happen and guiding intuition, and that all that comes from a spiritual consciousness. And to break through, you know, the bounds of our past and what we know about religion and all those things that we're breaking out of, but really taking a step. So, you know, I did that. You know, I took a step. I took a leave of absence from my job, and I moved into a little apartment and wrote for a while. And out of that came the Celestein Prophecy, which was really a look at what I believed we were all discovering in terms of a spiritual kind of path or a kind of story we could have, all pretty much all at the same time.
And, you know, I mean, isn't this part of, just so people know, isn't this part of the conversation about, you know, when you wrote the book, how we really were starting to give ourselves permission to even say that we were spiritual? I mean, many people, you know, grew up talking about religion or understanding about religion. But your book really took us on a journey to help us explore a level of spirituality that many people didn't know existed, or at least if they knew, they didn't give themselves permission to explore, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. I think that it seemed like it was either we had to do a kind of doctrinaire spirituality, you know, that we felt was too confined, or we had to just give up and just be materialistic. And I believe, you know, that breakthrough that happened, you know, in the mid-90s, I think was very, very important, because we broke away from, you know, strictly religious idea of spirituality to something that actually could be lived and could be described as a greater experience that was waiting for us if we stepped into it with the right attitude.
Mm. And, you know, it's really brought us to now this conversation and your new book, The 12th Insight. Amazing. One of the questions that I read in the material and perhaps even in the book is this question that you ask us. You ask us, is there a way to move in sync, even into sync with the spiritual design of the universe? This is a very powerful question, James. And, you know, and so that our lives go better or get better. I call it, you know, upturn. I call it moving things up. And I want to talk with you about that because that's such a profound question. And we're going to talk about that. And that's what the 12th Insight, you know, touches upon, right? But we have part in this to do as well, don't we?
Well, actually, yeah. And I think what's happening, what the 12th Insight really is, as a beginning statement, it is learning to really do it, not just think about it, not to accumulate information and knowledge about it, but actually to begin to prove it to ourselves. So I really do think that with this step up in awareness that I believe is occurring, we're really learning how to prove it to ourselves in a way that we can actually manage it. We do it every day, and it opens up, in spite of all the cynicism all around us, a kind of amazing world of synchronicities and little miracles. And again, we've all talked about that for years.
Yes.
But I think that what's happening now is we're learning how to actually step into that flow.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, and this is why I love this, and this is why I want to talk with you about, you know, the 12th insight, but more importantly, the hour of decision. Many people probably listening, James, you know, may or may not know the book writing process and the publishing process. Let's talk for a second about, you know, the subtitle, The Hour of Decision, because it really pulls to the point that this is not just about reading. It's really about accountability and action, so to speak.
That's exactly right. And it's really the urge you can already see out there. You know, there's already a movement that we can see toward that's calling for and urging us to return to integrity, return to a kind of honest living. We're demanding honesty from our politicians and businessmen at a totally different level right now, return to civility. And what that really means is it's becoming clear to us that incivility and unethical behavior at all levels, we've already tried. It's not working.
Mm.
And the reaction to that is putting us into a place, I believe, where now we can realize that if we step into a kind of centeredness where we adopt a kind of radical honesty point of view, where we don't have any hidden agendas with people, we're breaking free from any kind of manipulation of what people think of us or to get ahead or all the things that we've all tried. You know, what we're stepping into is something that where we step into the center of our own movie. You know, we move into that centered place. It's a real place.
Mm.
We step into it, and what happens is that then we can hear the intuition. You know, we can slow down enough to see the synchronicity, and life begins. You know, we begin to be led from a higher part of ourselves toward this dream that's in the back of our mind.
Yeah, and one of the things we'll talk about, James, when we come back is the notion of transformation that happens at the speed of light. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my very special guest, James Redfield, the 12th insight, the hour of decision. We're going to be talking about how this relates to the Mayan calendar. What was the inspiration behind this? And what do we all need to be more than mindful about to be able to go with the flow of the abundance of the universe? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm so thrilled to have James Redfield joining us here today. I've had him on the show many times. The Celestine Prophecy, of course, as I mentioned earlier, literally changed my life. It pointed me in a direction I didn't think was possible to go because I didn't think it existed. It was a gift, a book somebody had given me. And there are no mistakes. And that's why I love having James here. Since that first book, I've certainly been able to read all of the other books, including, and watch, the movie that he created. But beyond all of that, you know, today is about, looking at the 12th insight. This is a brand new book. He's going to be traveling across the globe, across the United States. We'll make sure you have information about how to find out more about how you can meet him personally. But today we're talking about how each of us can change our lives, how we can know that that hour of decision is upon us. And what does that mean to us? Can we, you know, rise up from whatever is going on in our lives? How do we pay attention to the things that are out there, the insights, the awareness, so that we can truly go with the flow of unlimited possibilities in the universe? And talking about this is somebody that, wow, talks about it better than anybody else, James Redfield. James, thank you for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
I love this. And I want to get into, you know, what the 12th insight is and how, you know, a lot of conversations right now about 2012, right?
That's right.
But very little clarity about 2012.
Well, I think we're beginning to figure that out, too.
Okay, cool. But let's talk about this book and how this book addresses 2012 and, you know, what some of the key assumptions are.
Well, you know, the book is pointing to an awakening that I believe is happening, that many, many other people believe are happening, is happening. And I think that if you look at some of the other prophecies, the Hopi, looking for a new world, the Mayan calendar, you know, that in its essence, it's not assigning a date to the end of the world. It's assigning a date for the beginning of a rebirth of the world. And that becomes pretty clear if you really look at the dates. I think the scholars are really pinpointing now that this is a heightened, it's a time when we'll be able to tune in to our deepest spiritual longings and urges. We'll be able to activate the cooperation of the world in our lives. You know, some people are lucky and some people aren't. What causes that? Well, we're finding out. We're getting in alignment, chiefly through the idea of living an honest and open life. Getting into the design, activating that design so that karma begins to work for us for a change. Now, again, there's certain steps that the book outlines that I believe we're all tuning into, but it interfaces exactly with what the Mayan calendar and so many of these other prophecies predict, and that is there's a new consciousness more available. You know, spirituality has always been there for us. You know, this tuning in to a greater self that then lives life in a destiny. But it's never been as easy as it's about to be, according to the prophets and according, I believe, to what we can already see out there.
Mm.
This call to a return to ethics, this, you know, this sort of spontaneous, you know, call for an end to dictatorships and wrong government. All that is the urge. You know, it can, you know, it's important that they go in the right direction, but what we're seeing is the urge for this. You know, in overall, the book describes a set of integrations that I believe we're making. They're not complicated. In fact, they're very simple. But for the first time, we can actually slow down enough and take this seriously enough, I believe, to actually go through these integrations. And the first one is learning to sustain what we've always all experienced as a flow of synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
It's always before, come and gone. You know, it happens and we go, wow, that's great, and open the door and my life is going forward. And all of a sudden they slow down or stop. But I think what we're moving into is a way to sustain these. And the key factor there again is stepping into this place where you can be honest, transparent, and tell your truth to others.
I want to ask you a question, James, about this, because
okay.
I think what you just shared is really the ebb and flow that people feel. And we give it a label. We call ourselves stuck. So, you know, when we have a synchronicity, like I described how we launched Transformation Talk Radio, and every aspect of that came from a very unexpected place. I didn't sit down and plan any of it in the way that it showed up. And so what happens is we launch something or we write a book, say, and then, you know, we feel like we're in the flow. Athletes talk about this all the time. And then all of a sudden we feel like we're not in the flow. Batters call it a batting slump. Some people call it stuck. Other people call it blocked. And so the question I want to ask you about sustaining synchronicity is that the universe that is withholding, or have we stepped away from a skill or a tool or an awareness?
I believe it's always something that we do.
Mm.
The universe is designed for us to live in this flow.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that we, either through fear, either through getting too much in the ego and what we want rather than what our souls want, that's the biggest one. I mean, as we grow into a fuller understanding of the law of attraction, what we realize, I believe, and are realizing, is that it's about getting into our soul's destiny, which incorporates all the rest of ourselves and knowledge that we have. The ego wants certain things sometimes that aren't exactly in alignment with what the soul wants. So that doesn't mean, all that means is we run into periods where we're not clear about where to go,
mm-hmm.
and how to handle something or where to go. And it's always, you know, every religious tradition talks about allowing ourselves to be guided, and spending enough time tuning in to our own intuition, and not just sloughing it off when, you know, these ideas come to us. And if I could elaborate just a minute,
yes,
about intuition, I think it's another important integration that's taking place out there. You know, the trouble with intuition is we have always asked, well, how do I know what's an intuition and an ordinary thought, you know, or ego thought or fear or something else. And what we're learning, I believe, is that the intuitions come in as a gift. You know, they feel like an ordinary thought sometimes, but if we stop and really look at it, you know, we can see that, wait a minute, I wasn't thinking about this. Why would this old friend come up after 3 months of not thinking about this old friend? Why would, you know, going to the bookstore certainly becomes something that we think of doing. And you know, when we analyze it, it's not a strategy ego thought. It's something that dawns on us. It arrives in our brain. And we all have these intuitions, and sometimes we listen to them, and sometimes we don't. But what we're learning to do right now, I believe, is take them more seriously and enough quiet time to let them in. And when we have a certain thought, we ask, why did I think that now? And if we apply that to all of our thoughts, you know, what does it mean that I'm thinking about this old friend? And, of course, we all know what happens if we pick up the phone and call the old friend.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I was just thinking about you. And sometimes it's a grand synchronicity that takes place. Well, that happens. That can happen across the board with the clients that you have that you keep in touch with, not just the old friends, but the colleagues. And out of that flow comes a kind of a series of opportunities for your soul's dream to come into fruition.
Mm. And, you know, this is so important. And, you know, it's so for everybody, James. I mean, I think what you're talking about, and certainly we're going to talk about it as, you know, we continue with the show, is that this is, you know, this is not an idea that has been thought for only a handful of people. You know, your invitation is for all of us to step into this and the power of this and to recognize it. And you help us. You help us through that. I want to just mention, too, we're going to be giving away 3 copies of The 12th Insight. And what I'd like to do is give that away to those of you. Well, first, let's start off with those of you that may have questions. This is such an amazing opportunity for you to connect directly with James Redfield. I'm going to give you a couple ways to do it. First, you can certainly dial our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or you can ask your question on the Dr. Pat Show website, which is drpatlive.com, and just ask your question right there. We have an instant feedback mechanism. And then, Benny, we also have New Sky Radio.
We do, or psychiconair.com.
All right. And
either
you
one.
Could, yeah, just get in there and ask your question there as well. We want to make sure you have an opportunity to connect with James directly. 1-800-930-2819. We have 3 copies of the book to give away when we come back. We'll be talking about the other steps, how this all comes together in such a beautifully synchronistic way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
But it's not far down to paradise, at least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem, it was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Bennett Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. So really, it's wonderful to have James Redfield joining us here today. And I am so, so excited to introduce all of you to his latest book, which is available everywhere on the 15th. But for three of you, you're going to be getting a copy, which will be mailed out after the 15th, of course, but you'll be one of the first to get a copy of it. It is the 12th Insight. And we have the book cover up here. Benny has it on our webcam, so you could take a look at that as well. Thank you, Benny. And certainly you can check out more about the book and more about James by going to the website, the12thinsight.com, the12thinsight.com. The 12th Insight, the Hour of Decision. And, you know, James is joining us here today. We're going to take you through some of the steps that he's identified. The first we talked about was sustaining synchronicity. You know, James, all of us wonder, oh my gosh, you know, look at what I've done. Look at, I was in the flow over there. And, you know, look at what created, look at what manifested, and then bam, it's like, where did it go? And so you've outlined a way for all of us to understand what the steps are so that we can sustain the synchronicity all the time. So let's talk a bit about some of the things that you've discovered and some of the examples that you use in the book as well.
Well, you know, I have to, one of the points of the book is that this, you know, we're bringing this, all this down out of the ethers and from philosophy to actually living this stuff and proving it to ourselves that it works. And I just wanted, you know, that dawned on me as I was looking around at the culture and thinking about this, you know, what was occurring, whether a 12th Insight was occurring at all even. We had a very practical issue that arose here at our home, and concerning an outside dog, you know, that we had a dog that had grown older, and she wasn't very active in terms of being watchful around the house. And we live way out in the woods in the forest here, so some bear and coyotes, and so we need to be alerted, you know, if some inquisitive animals coming into the yard or something. So we need to find another dog. And, we've usually get a rescue dog from somewhere. And before, I remember we did it very methodically and really didn't, it took a long time to find the dog that was right for us that way. And I said, okay, we've got to have another dog. Set a little prayer intention that, you know, affirming that I would get help with that, and forgot all about it. Ran out the door the next day, heading toward an appointment, and all of a sudden, the clear image of me walking into a local pet shop that had rescue dogs very frequently. And of course, I did all the things we do with these thoughts that we have. You know, I started to rationalize, well, I could do that later. No, you know, they probably wouldn't even have this was a Tuesday or something. You know, they wouldn't have any rescue dogs there today, you know. And then I just applied the measure. I said, you know, why would that just pop into my mind? I wasn't thinking about dogs or pet shops or anything else. Popped into my mind. You know, saw myself, the idea, kind of the urge to go by that pet shop. I did it. And when I got there, you know, all I had to do is just turned the corner inside and found this, you know, met eyes with this beautiful mixed lab. And, you know, she came home with me that later that afternoon, and she became, a prize addition to our family, and it flowed because, there was a guidance about it. And tuning into those, again, is what creates this flow. It begins this flow, and sustaining it to move on to another uh, uh, integ- question, I believe, has to do with our posture and the degree to which we're centered in our own truth and able to tell everybody what we're doing. In other words, it's a clarity that we can maintain if we always find a way to describe exactly what we're doing as we're flowing forward and being honest to total strangers. Hey, here's what I'm doing. What are you doing? And that's what humans always do. But we can take it to a different level in getting in line with the karmic design of the universe. And that's a fun integration we're having where we realize that we attract into our lives people who act very similar to us. That means if we're distorting to others what's going on or our truth or anything else in life, we tend to attract into our lives those who reflect back to us what we're doing. Now, psychologists have known this for years, decades, but it's only now really beginning to hit home. You know, the stuff that our grandmother told us about living an outward, transparent truth about our lives is real, because that's the way that determines how the universe treats us.
I just had this conversation yesterday with my folks about this idea, about the way that we can actually create stories and have those stories become immediately true. And then, of course, there is a ripple effect to all of that. Now, we could also create stories about our lives that are not so hot and stories that are really kind of cool. And yet a lot of times we kind of choose the stuff that's like a little gloom and doomy, don't you think?
Absolutely. And there are two main reminders that we need to remember. And one is if we tell the truth in all cases lovingly, not hurtfully, but lovingly about the people we meet, about what we're doing in relation to what another person believes. If we're open to the truth, and we always learn something from everybody, and if we, in terms of karma, if we're seeking to be of service to people, then that very seeking of to be of service, not manipulating, not trying to get something from the person, but being of service to them and listening for the intuitions that come of what to say to them, even if we haven't even thought about it before that moment. If we say it to people, we become a synchronicity for them.
Right.
And what happens is, if we stay in a kind of a service approach to people, who do we draw into our lives? People who are acting to be of service to us and provide synchronicities for us. So when we do that, being truthful, being of service, then what happens is that's what the universe gives us back, and all people come into our lives at just the right moment to provide this information and doors of opportunity. And it's not hard. It's simple. But we're just putting together, I believe, everywhere out there, more and more people are putting this together. And that's why we see this new call for truthfulness and authenticity in our lives. People sense it. It's part of this Mayan energy, you know, what the Mayan calendar calls the ninth wave of creation coming in. But you don't have to think of it metaphysically. You just so much as you just have to realize that karma is real. We want to get karma working for us.
And this is part of, just a couple key things that we have to really be mindful of. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the book and what you created. You've really laid this out in a way that, you know, this is so important and at some level, not very, how should I say it? Complicated to do. And what I mean by that, but yet extremely hard. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, okay, I get it. All right. I've read the book. But what is it that I am not able to do? I mean, James just laid this thing out. Come on, let's go. How do we make it not so hard?
Well, I think we have to ask for help. You know,
no kidding.
Have to ask for help, and that's, you know, the asking, the being, and be grateful for the help that comes. You know, it always comes, and be grateful for it in advance. That establishes even more faith power.
Mm.
And if we do that, then what it does is center us in a place, you know, where we're the star of our own movie. We know we can feel clear about what's happening around us, and we can speak to that with honesty.
Mm.
But that's a position that is hard to get into because the world is used to being deceptive and not honest about true intentions and having hidden agendas. And all those habits are still out there, and we have to break out of that cultural habit, you know, one person at a time.
Mm. There's such a power. I was talking about this yesterday, and I would love for you to talk about it as well in terms of the oneness intention. You know, I mean, we've read in the Bible the power when two people come together and are in agreement of something. And I guess I used a couple of examples when we were talking on, you know, I was talking with the team yesterday. And, you know, so there's a power that gets unleashed in the universe. Let's talk about the oneness intention when we come back. But the other part of this, James, is, you know, the universe doesn't say, oh, my goodness, that is really a bad agreement. That's going to hurt this person if these two people agree in it about it. And it doesn't say, oh, I'm going to really guard them and not really, you know, manifest that. It's really an impersonal law, isn't it? And when we come back, let's talk about how we can become more mindful of how to set the intentions that will get us to the place that we want to be. James Redfield joining us here today, everyone. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever when
When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled James Redfield joining us here today. I got a copy of his book this week, and I was able to, you know, read some of the sections. I can't wait to finish the rest. But I was actually able to apply some of the things he talked about with my team. And I don't have time to talk about the results, but I will tell you that with less than 12 hours that passed, there were some things that 8 people were able to turn around in a conversation that we had based on the principles that James talks about. Today, I'm so thrilled to have him because one of the things that we are talking about is this 12th insight. It's available to all of us. James, thank you so much for the show, and certainly you're going to be coming back. You know, we could probably end this at many, many different places, but I think I was really drawn to the oneness intention. And also, you're going to share some things that people can do right away to create the kind of demonstrations that we've been able to see on our team in less than 8 hours.
Absolutely. You know, the oneness intention is one of the integrations. In other words, we're talking about staying in this flow and in this sort of honesty place, clear as the star of our own movie in the world. And so the other integrations are how to just be able to have that increase even more, how to feel clear when someone asks you a question, knowing what to say to strangers all of a sudden. And it's, you know, the oneness intention is one of those integrations. And the oneness intention is purely a way, and it's the posture to take when we're having a conversation with another person. And what we're learning to do out there, you can see it in the chatter everywhere, on the internet, in books, and even in movies I've seen. People are connecting with one another at a clearer level, a higher level. And the intention for that to happen is to join higher minds with that person when you start a conversation, when you begin to connect with that person, have an intention to look to join at the higher self, you know, the spiritual self level with that person, and then wait for information, wait for the truth that's going to come out of that conversation. Now, I can't tell you how that will change your life. But if you want total strangers to feel comfortable enough to talk to you like a friend, and bring forth synchronicities for you spontaneously, that's an intention that absolutely we can prove to ourselves to work.
Mm. Mm. What do you think, for everyone listening today? You know, you talk about so much in the book. I absolutely love it. And honestly, James, you know, when I shared that story during the break, about just being able to work with my team and to be reminded by you of some of these principles and to actually be at that place where, you know, you get a group of people that are so in agreement about their greater good. And then to step back and watch the power of that, it's amazing. And you help us more than just sustain this for ourselves. Isn't there a global effect as well from this, if we all kind of get on the same page here?
Well, what happens is that, you know, many ancient and religious traditions in the world talk about this, what this oneness influence is. And it's really a divine connection that grows in us all the integrations lead toward it. But again, it's when, you know, when enough of us are open to this level of consciousness, what happens is it makes it easier for people to come into this consciousness themselves. So there's a kind of contagion that's happening. It really happened through all the previous insights that I've described.
Mm-hmm.
But this one now is very, very powerful because it's really putting our spiritual life into action, you know, really living a different way. And it's just a more clear, a more upbeat approach to life that we're discovering that really works.
Yeah, and you know, who doesn't want to be there? I mean, let's just talk about this. If we, you know, you put it on a piece of paper and you say on the left-hand side, depression, on the right-hand side, you say joy.
Right.
I mean, this is really breaking it down so that we could all understand what we get. On the left-hand side, we say scarcity. On the right-hand side, we say abundance or prosperity, right?
That's right.
Yeah. On the left-hand side, we say can't pay my bills. On the right-hand side, pay my bills, James's bills, Benny's bills, everybody's bills, right?
It works at every level, no mm-hmm. matter whether we think we're you know, under-actualized or whether we think we know it all,
right.
whether we think, you know, we don't have enough money or whether we think we have plenty of money. It's you know, the design of the universe is to provide us with all this, the lilies of the field, scriptures. You know, we're taken care of, but we have to open up and tune into that. And now we're realizing, I believe, exactly how to do that.
Yeah, and I love this. You know, I want to ask you, thank you. First of all, James, let me thank you for joining me here today, and I know you're going to be back. I want to thank you for, you know, doing what you do. I mean, you have been able to touch the lives of so many people, and now you're asking us to join you in a way that, wow, probably you've not done before. But at the same time, you're sharing some mysteries of the universe, as some people would say, but opening so many doors at so many levels. And I want to thank you for doing that. And also, I want to ask you, what is your personal message for folks today? What would you like to leave us with?
Well, I think there, and again, thank you for that. And I was going to say the same thing to you. You know, thank goodness you're still doing this. You know, you've set this standard in radio for the mind, body, spirit conversation.
Thank you.
I just want you to be honored for that because it's amazing. And what I would say to people is this: one thing, this greater sort of a way of living spiritually that we're discovering can be proven absolutely. And one way you can prove it is to just for a day or two, you know, just try it.
Mm.
When you talk to people, try this oneness intention, joining higher minds where, you know, the higher mind of both of you comes into the conversation. And when you have an intuition of something to say to the person, even if it's something that you think is corrective and that they may not take right, find a way to say that lovingly. Okay, it's an intuition. Say it lovingly, and just watch where the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. You know, it won't go to the weather or just to the mundane. It will go into, wow, you know, this is what I'm doing. This is what you're doing. We have these similarities. Wow, that's a message for me, and I have a message for you. That's the juice of life, and mm-hmm. that's where all the opportunities come from.
I love it. Thank you. James Redfield, everyone. The website, if you want to find out more, is The 12th Insight. Also, please be mindful that the book is going to be coming out on the 15th, and this is a sneak preview for those of you that called in to get your copy. Very, very cool. You'll be able to get a copy of it. And, you know, James, I so look forward to the next time that we chat. I know what the difference has been in the past. I want to say the past 10 hours in just briefly reading some of the book and then having the experience that that my team has been able to have in some of the principles you remind us of. And and they are a fabulous team. I don't do anything well without them. So thank you, James. Thanks for joining us today. All right, everybody. Benny, great show.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
What a great show. Ms. Valerie, all about the phones. Good job. And I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. I mean, one of the things that I love is that, as James said, we have been doing this for since 2003, and it's not something that I'm planning to stop doing in the near future, because you all are so amazing. I get to connect with you each and every day. Please remember how absolutely magnificent you are, the power of what you can manifest, and live life full out. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.